Haiti, Indonesia, Myanmar, China and Pakistan, five nations that have experienced the most deadly natural catastrophes of the last two decades. Deaths have run into the hundreds of thousands. In almost all cases, earthquakes or tsunamis were the biggest killers. But almost as deadly were climate-linked disasters. The UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, or UNISDR, says in a new report. Tropical cyclone Nargis, for example, claimed nearly 140,000 lives in Myanmar in 2008. And it's the threat from the weather that governments all over the world need to prepare for. So says UNISDR Chief Robert Glasser.
Although earthquakes and the tsunamis they trigger are the biggest killers overall, if you look at weather and climate-related disasters over this period of time, they've more than doubled in the last 20 years, weather and climate-related disasters. And secondly, that in 15 of the last 20 years, weather-related events have been the main cause of mortality, of loss of life in disasters.
Perhaps just as striking is the discovery that 90% of disaster deaths in the last two decades happened in the world's poorest countries. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon described that finding as a damning indictment of inequality, where richer countries suffer huge economic losses in disasters, but people in poorer nations pay with their lives. Low-income Haiti is a case in point. It suffered a devastating earthquake in 2010, years of drought, and then last week Hurricane Matthew struck. The Caribbean nation has lost more lives to natural disasters than any other country. Here's UNISDR's Robert Glasser again.
I find it truly outrageous and unacceptable. Those of us outside of Haiti are watching on TV even days before this storm hit. It was impossible to reach people with early warning, or the early warning that was provided because of lack of training and community education was not acted on. This is the last time we should have this sort of situation.
With up to 85% of today's natural disasters linked to the climate, UNISDR wants to see the international community, donors and governments working much more closely on prevention. One threat the experts want to see action on is heat waves. More than 20,000 people lost their lives in Italy in the summer of 2003 amid extreme temperatures there. Outside Europe, it's feared the problem is much worse. Deborati Guha-Sapir is from the Centre for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters, which co-published the report with UNISDR.
Heatwave deaths in sub-Saharan Africa and in South Asia, where many of the heatwaves occur, the mortality is really very seriously underestimated. This means that in poor countries, we have very little idea. We are probably capturing between 15 to 20% of the total number of people who actually die of the heat.
Apart from the human cost of disaster, there's an economic price to pay. UNISDR estimates that it's around $400 billion a year, although the real figure could be twice that. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.